This Week in the Civil War, on Thursday, April 16, 1863, just before midnight, Union Admiral David Porter's fleet of 12 vessels attempted to run past the bluffs of Confederate held Vicksburg. Many observers doubted whether any ship could effectively survive traversing the city's defenses, which were strategically located on elevated bluffs, both to the north and south of the city. Moving downstream to assist Ulysses Grant's Union land forces, all but one of the Union vessels got through, although hit often by Confederate artillery, which lit up the sky with explosives against the intruding warships. Porter's battered fleet then concentrated near Hard Times on the west side of the Mississippi River. The Union's fleet's daring passage of the city's river defenses was one additional step in the buildup for Grant's forthcoming successful land campaign against Vicksburg. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.